LTTV, Blunt Talk with LT, back at it with another video. Okay, so this time, we actually getting into this. I wanted to speak about this for a long time. I was waiting for a follow-up episode from the Black Ink Crew. Never got it. I don't know if it ever came out. Still can't find that episode. But this is the episode in question. And it's pertaining to, let's just call it a homely situation between Donna and Alex. We're going to get to that a little later because we can't actually show the entire thing. We can listen to the audio. We can show snippets of it because I couldn't get through the copyrights for that one. But we're going to react to a conversation on the Lapeef Network, Lapeef Let's Talk show with some of the guests. They had the lead attorney on that show. Okay, let's get into it and then react to that. They bring a lot of good conversation, not about this specific incident, but about, let's get into it. Y'all will realize why I put it in here. Pause. Okay, so let's get this.
I do think that as children, there are certain things that are propagated or pushed as it relates to boys versus girls. Like, oh, that's a girl, you know, don't do this or don't do that. But in terms, oh my.
The link is in the description for the full video on the Lapeef Network for Lapeef Let's Talk show. Fair use. Make sure that you guys hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. If you're not subscribed, let's get it.
Goodness, my voice. But in terms of men,
thank you, Jesus.
In terms of grown men, I don't have enough information to say that because some men maybe don't know how to even treat a woman. Some don't know how to protect themselves.
Hold on.
Some do know how to say that. But in terms, there are certain things that are propagated or pushed as it relates to boys versus girls. Like, oh, that's a girl, you know, don't do this or don't do that. But in terms,
let's restart this.
Oh my goodness, things that are propagated or pushed as it relates to boys versus girls. Like, oh, that's a girl, you know, don't do this or don't do that. But in terms, oh my goodness, my voice. But in terms of men,
thank you, Jesus.
In terms of grown men, I don't have enough information to say that because some men maybe don't know how to even treat a woman. Some don't know how to protect themselves. Some do know how to protect themselves and avoid certain situations. Like, there's some men who will not go to that hotel room with that woman and he's this famous man. There's some who won't do that. There's some that will. I mean, there's so much variation, so I don't have enough information to answer that properly.
Okay.
Lauren. Wait, can I ask a question, Kay?
Oh, Jesus, Chicago, why are you doing this to us?
Go ahead. No, I mean, seriously, do you think the men in your family were taught how to treat women?
Yes.
Okay, they were. Were they taught how to protect themselves from women?
Yes.
In what way?
just not even getting into certain situations, especially as Black men. Knowing certain things that could happen, things like that. Do you think it's okay if...
Now, through the course of this conversation, the women on this panel, specifically Kay and Courtney, remove all women's accountability when it comes to domestic disputes. And it's... let's just watch this. Let's play it out. Let's let it play out a little bit and then let's comment on it.
You as a man were not hurt, and I would never do it. So I'm not trying to advocate for people hitting, but I'm just saying hypothetically, if a woman that was small hit you, do you think you should hit her back even though you weren't hurt?
I absolutely think I should have the right to hit that lady back. No,
even if
no,
you weren't hurt?
Absolutely. It
Why?
Cannot be the case that some 5'3 woman gets to run around and hit every 6 foot man. Like, what world are you living in?
Right.
Just because you got hurt.
Wait.
Just because a woman is 5'3 and can't hurt a man over 6 foot means that she just gets to walk around and hit every single man willy nilly?
No. No.
Well, there you go.
So, okay. So, are you saying that it's men's duty to
Jesus Christ, who said the word duty? Are you come on, Kay? Listen, Kay. I'm starting to see what people are talking about. No one said the word duty but you. Like, you're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not.
I said
what I said. Jesus Christ.
Now, what the lead attorney said is, I'm starting to see what people are talking about. And we all know what he's talking about when he says that, because we all hear the same thing about Kay.
I'm asking you, do you?
Well, don't know. Well, if you ask me, then.
Oh, to be specific about it, hard-headed, deflecting, constantly moving goalposts, just disagreeable all around. Let's get back to it.
To see what people are talking about.
I'm
no one said the word duty but you. Like, you're putting words in my mouth.
I'm not. I'm asking you.
And she constantly does that. She puts words in your mouth to try to spin a narrative on her deflecting spree, but you know, let's get back to it.
Do you?
Well, don't know. Well, if you ask me, then, but don't put words in my mouth when you ask me.
I said, do you think that it's a man's duty to put like a smaller woman in her place if she tries to hit him?
No. It's her duty to keep her hands to herself.
Hold on, wait, because I don't want Kay to misunderstand what the lead was saying. Kay, the way you started with the question, you said, "Are you saying that it's a man's duty?"
Right.
Exactly, Rilla.
So that's exactly. That's a different question. That's why he was saying, "Don't put words in my mouth."
Thank you, Rilla.
That's a different way of asking. So you're saying
like, Rilla and I are actually listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth, even if you're not listening to them. Like, yeah! I get very offended when people put words in my mouth, because I choose my words precisely.
I feel you.
Gotti! Gotti!
I wasn't trying to put words in your mouth. I was saying, what do you think about that?
Should have the duty to make sure that he is protected at all times. At all times. And should allow no one to just walk around willy-nilly hitting him, whether or not he feels subjectively or objectively that person can or cannot hurt him.
Hey, Lead, I have a question. I have a question. So let's just take the dynamics of you and Kay, and Kay's 5'3", you're 6'3", a whole foot, and she hits you. What, and you're like, you hit me, I should be able to hit you back. What about an alternative? And I'm just asking of a restraint, since you're bigger, and grabbing her app and calling the police and saying, she's right now hitting me. Come here and arrest her for assault, and having it legal.
I got to chime in there. I don't even know how that's possible. How do you grab someone, hold them, and stop them from attacking you, period, without doing anything other than restraining them and call the police at the same time? You don't have three hands.
On the books, mm-hmm. that she hits men.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll take your second point first. First of all, no one cares that women hit men. When you say legally on the books that she hits men, no one cares. She's not going to get punished for that.
And that is the primary reason why I'm doing this show right now. Nobody cares. No one cares.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
In the Black Ink Crew show, everybody is aware of what's going on. A lot of people care, but nobody could do anything. And we'll get to that shortly.
So that's not a deterrent at all. Second of all, if I restrain her, if I grab her wrist, there's going to be a mark. So guess what? We're both going to jail.
Oh, you're right? Super strong.
So I am protecting myself, restraining her, doing what you say I should do. And then when the cops show up and see my fingerprints on her wrist, we're both going. But and that's the best case scenario. Because
so
what
then
she
what
could...
did you do?
But hold on, Kay, let him finish. Go ahead, Lee.
What I'm saying is your solution is the best case scenario. Okay. What happens a lot of times is I could restrain her, the cops show up, they see bruises on her wrist, but they don't see any bruises on me. So now she's free and I'm going to jail.
Right.
And these same cops have probably been raised, especially down here in Georgia, under the assumption that men don't hit women regardless.
Yeah.
That's why it's all messed up on all different levels.
Well, let me ask you this, because you're restraining, you know, you're talking about holding the wrist, restraining could be a bear hug and telling her, you know what I'm saying? But you serious? If you, but
why are you guys breaking down?
How y'all gotta let me finish?
The beer hug thing threw me off.
Not let me talk. That was just
The whole thing is, I'm going to let her talk in a second, but the whole thing is they're all just glossing over the fact that it's a woman attacking the man, and now they're putting the onus and the responsibility on the man. Why isn't there woman keep your hands to yourself to avoid this whole situation? It's the whole premise of this is women are glossing over the fact that there should not be an altercation with the man hitting you in response to you hitting him. You should keep your hands to yourself. It shouldn't be, oh, I get to abuse you, I get to beat the shit out of you, and you just got to take it because you're a man, you're a simp, you're a
beta.
That's bullshit. You don't get to do that. That's corny. Let's get back to it.
And it's going
to
protect, they're going to protect themselves. If the woman out of control, they're going to protect themselves in the story.
Okay, please stop and let me talk.
All right, talk to me about the bear hug.
Okay, so I'm not even. That's just an idea. No,
Listen, you got mad because I cut you off at the bear hug. So fine, finish your point about the bear hug. I'm sorry I cut you off at the bear hug.
I'm trying to finish a sentence. So even with that, but if you hit her, being that you're a foot taller, you don't think that's going to be an imprint more than trying to constrain her than fight her? And if she doesn't get anything on her, well, no, you don't get anything on her because she's not strong enough to do any kind of bruise on you, but you're able to bruise her when you fight her and the police come, who getting arrested? The police, when they come, they're looking at who is more messed up.
There's no telling.
They do. Courtney and police come,
there's no telling the what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I like Courtney. I like the perspective that she brings to the show generally, but they're just missing the big picture right here. But let's get back to it.
The police come, they examine the woman, they examine the man, and they see who is more battered.
Okay, what's your point that you're trying to make?
I'll tell you my point. My point is you, when Lee said, well, I'll get arrested because of me restraining her and holding her hands, my thing is, you're going to get more arrested if you're fighting her and she more has arrested. A black eye.
Courtney, there's no such thing as more arrested. That's like being more pregnant. You can't be more pregnant. You're not. Courtney, come on. You're taking these long soliloquies. You don't want people to cut
not.
You off.
I'm giving legit
even
scenario.
JR was like, I don't understand what you're saying. No one's telling. You're saying more arrested.
Courtney, are you
making any sense?
There's
no such thing as more arrested
okay,
for
well,
a man.
Okay, well, excuse that I said that, lead attorney, okay? That was a misspoke, okay? So
you're
excuse
the one
me for
saying,
saying
that words
that.
Matter.
I said, what, so, okay, and I'm saying excuse me for saying that.
Well, that's why I what, cut you
okay,
off.
Okay, well,
let
me explain what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is that
what?
We're talking about now arrest and who's going to get it, fingerprints or restraining her.
It's not an investigation right now.
And calling the police will have, I think, more of an effect than you fighting her and you're bigger than her and making more bruises on her. And when the police come, they're going to look at you and her and see who's more battered.
You want to know what this
reminds
me of?
And they're going to arrest the person that has the least bruises on them.
Are you?
This reminds me of a conversation I had with my son.
Yeah.
He just missing. He want to bring up everything else. But what we talking about in order to try
this
to be right?
What are you talking about, Derek?
What are you talking about right now?
I know exactly. I think y'all missing it.
Yeah.
I think
you know what the interesting thing is about this whole thing, JR.
Should get out of hand now.
Y'all
are missing it. And you trying to, and Kay trying to defend Courtney. Y'all both missing it.
No one is defending
anybody. She's trying to pick you up. Both of y'all are missing it. Both of y'all missing it.
Lady,
under no circumstance should a woman just think she's gonna hit a man.
If they hit the man,
it's gonna be up to that individual man whether he responds or not.
Nobody should.
He can't be mad at him in the story.
He
know what's going on. He
know
what's going on.
You know what? You know what else? You know what the interesting thing about this whole thing?
How y'all gonna make a wrong right now?
Nobody should hear
that. That's not making no sense.
I think
Courtney. Wait.
Okay, go ahead, Anton.
The interesting thing about it is that they will spend 99.9% of their time trying to get you to figure out how to be more reactive instead of solving the problem, which is you should not put your hands on a man.
That was the first thing everyone said.
You don't even get into this situation. If y'all need to spend more time having conversations with women and saying, hey, you're not equal to a man. You're not as strong as a man. Keep your hands off of him and you won't find yourself in a position where he got to try to restrain you. We're not even having this conversation.
What is, oh my God. He's 1,000% right. Okay. We got a guest on. We got a guest.
Okay. So that's the end of that segment. We're going to get right into the Donna Alex segment. See what Anton said at the end is most likely not even applicable in the Donna and Alex situation, because we don't even know if Alex can defend himself full force, if Donna's coming at him full force, because this is a hell of a situation. Let's listen to it. We're gonna have to listen to it. I'm gonna clip in what I can so we can keep this up on the stream, because the copyrights on VH1 are deep. So let's get into it.
So we can do this after hours. No, we can do this after hours.
Audio, package.
You coming?
Yeah, because she's on the Facebook.
You really mean disrespectful to me.
How am I supposed to hold that in till later? You
gonna
treat it any better,
Alex? Alright, well, I'm getting out. I'm going to
Selma
at this point. I'm going in. I'm creeping out.
What's going on?
I'm going in.
Donna?
Now, at this point, Alex was forced to speak to the executive producer because it is getting sticky out these streets. All right, let's get back to it.
Yo, we got to go outside and deal with the situation.
We will speak after
Chrissy's done.
What up, yo?
It's Rick Ass out here. You still got COVID?
No.
Oh. What the f*** happened to your face? I see a scratch peeking out, man.
Don't look at that.
What the f*** is up with you?
I got it.
All right, so in this scene right here, hold on, let me pull this back.
It's Rick Ass out here. You still got COVID?
No.
Oh.
What the f*** happened to your face?
Now, Caesar and his mans and them, the other employees, are checking on him. They're concerned about him. They're like, what's going on? You're hiding your face. He has the mask on because he has bruises and scratches on his face from Donna repeatedly whooping his ass. And there's nothing they can do about it. So let's get back into it.
See a scratch peeking out, man.
Don't look at that.
What the f*** is up with you?
I got into a little scuffle.
Yeah. Who did you get into a scuffle with?
It was a little situation that happened earlier. She didn't like the way I responded. So it dragged on to the day.
Wait, what was it?
She yelled from the bathroom, oh, why did you finish brushing your teeth before I brushed my teeth?
What?
Wait, what?
What?
What she got mad about was the fact that...
Nah, I shouldn't be laughing during a serious conversation, but really, you getting your ass whooped because you brushed your teeth first? Come on, son. Like, for the way I look at it, if you're in a situation like this, the only option is to leave. There is no figuring it out if you're getting your ass whooped constantly. What, are you going to whoop her ass and end up in jail? You got to leave.
I didn't respond.
You are in an abusive, toxic relationship.
This is what I said to her. I said, I've never been in an abusive relationship. I've never been to abusing a relationship. And now this is the here we go.
Oh, she about to hit a car.
Yes, no, she about to hit me.
Okay, at this moment, Donna pulls up in the car. If you guys didn't see the Black Ink Crew episode, you might want to see that to get some perspective. I'm going to pull that on the screen real briefly.
Toxic relationship.
This is what I said to her. I said, I've never been in an abusive relationship. I've never been to abusing a relationship. And now this is the here we go.
Okay, so this is how she pulls in, blocks his whip right here, and then it begins. So let's get back to it.
Oh, she about to hit a car.
Yes, no, she about to hit me. I'm letting them know what happened, why I got this scratch on my face.
I want to hear. Yeah.
Jen,
I'm glad you're telling
me. I mean, I had to.
Right. Why did you?
But look at his face.
He has a scratch on his lip. And honestly, he did that himself. I don't even have nails to scratch
him. Wait, I did this myself?
Okay, hold on. We got to look at this real quick. Hold on, y'all.
Right. Why did you?
But look at his face.
He has a scratch on his lip. And honestly, he did that himself. I don't even have...
Okay. This girl came here to block him from telling his story to the producers and the people on the show, to try to convince him or coerce him to just, you know, keep it quiet. She's capping, saying she has no nails. She has these large ass acrylic nails on. This is crazy.
Nails to scratch.
Wait, I did this myself?
Are you telling me y'all never got into an argument with y'all bitches?
Yeah, everybody gets into arguments with their
okay.
That's nothing new.
Exactly.
But at the same time, y'all got marks?
Nah. But that's not none of their business, I wouldn't even come and tell y'all that.
But they already been suspecting that I was getting my ass whipped before I was getting my ass whipped.
Suspecting they getting their ass whipped?
You know how many times they pressed me, like, yo, you getting your ass whipped? I did not respond the way that you want. Already been suspecting that I was getting my ass whipped before I was getting my ass whipped.
Suspecting they getting their ass
whipped? You know how many times they pressed me, like, yo, you getting your ass whipped?
Okay, let me put this into perspective for y'all. Look at the size of Donna. Look at the size of Alex. Yeah, he's a little taller. She has pounds in weight on him, and she's very aggressive. And he ain't trying to hurt her. So it can get real messy for him. And we don't want to talk about this. We seen what happened with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I don't know if you all were around on the channel for that reaction, but I might have to put that back up and clip that back to give people some perspective on how messy it really gets, because she chopped off his finger and all that.
What?
Yeah, she chopped off his finger. It
got really what?
Messy. All right, let's get back to it. Let me pull this off.
I did not respond the way that you wanted me to, and then it dragged
it's
on.
It's not about responding the way
you wanted. It got into a situation to where I got a scratch.
Let
my
me
face.
Ask y'all this. If y'all girl talk to y'all, if y'all girl ask y'all a question, do y'all ignore her?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay, well, then that's just not me. I'm not with that.
Some whack. This some whack.
This is some whack. What the hell is really going on here?
I want to talk to Oz by myself. I want to talk something with you, yo.
Well, I didn't want to talk to my man about it.
Yo, bro, yo, listen.
I'm fine.
How?
I'm fine.
Putting me in our business?
No, I'm not.
Over a scratch that you know I didn't even get you. Like,
yo, if you really sitting here saying you didn't get
it. If I did do that, that's an accident. Whatever you just said is bull. And you and I both know that.
If you really sitting here saying you didn't give
Baby,
me this, I did not
how
get.
Could I
don't grab my own face.
How could I?
Now, he is pleading to her, and she's pretty much saying,
crying to me, and I'm not having that.
Nothing happens. Move on. Don't tell these folks about nothing. That's what she's telling him. But at this point, he should have exited the relationship, because how could you stay in the relationship and deal with this? Let's get to it.
You have nails.
That's what I'm saying. This is weird. This is getting so weird.
It is getting weird. The fact that you think that I did this to myself.
Bro, I'm not condoning domestic violence. I'm not filming with domestic violence. I don't really like what's going on right now. Because honestly, that is all horrible. And I'm not here for it. I know people who have been abused. And
this is who's speaking right now. I believe his name is Puma. Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have done that. Shit.
I don't really like what's going on right now. Because honestly, that is all.
Yep, that's Puma.
Horrible. And I'm not here for it. I know people who have been abused. And it's not a joke to me.
If it was him hitting her, he would have been a rat.
Listen, like I said, y'all have.
Now, what he said, if it was him hitting her, he would have been a rap, and he would have been a rap. Imagine her coming. Imagine Donna coming to the producer saying, Alex is whooping my ass.
Yay!
They were moving him so fast. He's going to jail. This is fucking up his life. But let's get back to it.
Have to separate. Y'all have to help. This has got to stop. Because, listen, abuse, it don't have a gender. I don't give a f- what nobody said. And I don't know if you recognize that. I don't know if you understand that.
Now, this is the producer giving him a pep talk real quick. Trying to make him take this further. Because it's not good enough right now what's going on.
You, this is a toxic situation for both of y'all. Anything could happen. Do you understand me? You could react, respond to her, somebody hit her head, anything. And it is sad to watch you stand there that way with her just now. The situation that you are in is not okay. Yes.
What situation are you in? Is somebody abusing you? Do you not?
He's talking to the producer. The producer's getting emotional, telling him about the ramifications of the situation. And there comes Donna again, trying to block the help. This is outrageous. Switch the genders, and this would be insane. Let's get back to it.
I don't want to be in this relationship no more. What situation are you in?
Donna, this is whether you recognize or not, whether he's admitting it or not. This is a toxic, abusive relationship.
Why are you doing this? Oh, so we can be on camera?
Girl, you hit this boy.
And y'all saw that. Y'all were there to see that, right?
Alex, were you injured tonight by somebody other than yourself?
I was.
Who injured you tonight,
Alex? She injured me. I injured her also, though. I will say that.
Why'd you call me? What'd you ask me for?
Now, he said he injured her also, though. Let me pull that back to hear that.
I was.
Who injured you tonight,
she
Alex?
She injured me. I injured her also, though. I will say that.
One more time.
Alex, were you injured tonight by somebody other than yourself?
I was.
Who injured you tonight,
she
Alex?
She injured me. I injured her also, though.
As he says that, this is her face. I don't see any visible injuries on her, but I don't know if he's trying to save face for her, because it seems like he's always trying to save face for her if you watch the reality show. But reality TV is just, it's a lot of times it's misleading, because reality TV, we only get to see a certain, you know, whatever they show us. But this situation is definitely not no cap. This is a real situation. There's a disclaimer at the end of this, too. Let's get back to it.
I will say that.
Why'd you call me? What'd you ask me for?
I told her that I needed a separate room because we was going through.
When was this?
This was days ago.
Yeah, well,
but
again,
he asked me
don't know
to tell
that.
You.
Then
he
that's why
a mental break from you
because he was sick.
No, Donna, that's what he wanted me to
okay,
tell you.
All right. First of all, why would I come to you in my relationship?
It's
problem?
Over.
That just sounds crazy.
It's over.
But if I
day,
did,
at the end of the day, it's
you
over.
Your problem.
Just wanted to check in real quick at security, just make sure that you feel okay. You good?
I'm fine.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Doing a security check.
Physically feel okay or mentally? What
Either
does that
way.
Mean?
Either
so
way.
Where's my security ask me if I feel okay?
But I'm not attacking
you. I'm asking
you.
The both of you.
Well,
Now, the security's checking up on him. She's asking why he's not, as you clearly heard. He just said, I'm not attacking you. So that kind of contradicts what he said before. He was saving face for her. There's a lot of that. There's too much saving face for your abuser. You got to stop doing that. Let's get back to it.
Oh my, this is way too much for me. So what are we doing? Do you not want to be with me? Are we about to go enjoy the rest of our night?
I want to relax and clear my mind.
Okay, well, we're about to go do it together. Come on.
How you
come
gonna
on.
Tell me about to go
come
do
on.
It together? See, this is
or at least we're about to have a conversation.
Let me pull that back.
Come on. See, this is or at least we're about to have a conversation.
So she kind of pushes him in the direction as she said that. And he actually hops in the car and takes off with her. Nothing was solved. We have not seen an episode since then. Let's finish up the remaining few seconds left. Yep, they're pulling out.
In the beginning of this whole thing, we had to fight a pandemic that none of us was prepared for. Some of us flourished, while some of us struggled. When we got back together, we forgot how to be a team.
This is the disclaimer that they put up at the end. There was no solution via episode. There was no following episode to cover what actually happened and if there's anything that's going to any court proceedings or any we don't know anything legitly, and this is bad. And it's not like I'm advocating for her to get, you know, charges pressed against her, because I don't even care for anybody to deal with anything in the legal system. But this type of behavior needs to stop, and it stops with walking away from that type of toxic relationship. The key is to just walk away. Especially if it persists, it's addressed many times and it persists. There's no solution to that. You're going to end up either walking away or getting taken away by the cops when you decide to flip. and, you know, get physical as well. I put the Lapeef Let's Talk Show clip in here originally because I thought it was a good conversation. And it does highlight the fact that a lot of women think, oh, it's just okay to do what they want to do. It's up to the man to react in such a way where he can de-escalate the situation. And for the most part,
ain't nobody got time for that.
They got to change that shit. People got to know to keep their hands to themselves. But we're going to wrap it up here. Shout out to everybody that viewed. Not much, but it is what it is. We out. Yeah.